وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And indeed from the people of the book. لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ Is surely one who believes in Allah. Like who? Like Abdullah ibn Salam and his companions. So all of the Ahlul Kitab, they're not bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here that there are some people from the Ahlul Kitab who believe in Allah. They actually believe in Allah. And remember, believing in Allah does not just mean believing in His existence, but believing in His rububiyyah, believing in His asma and sifat, believing that He is just, that He is al-ghani. Because some of the Yahud, what did they say? That He is faqir. So, they believe in Allah. And they also believe in وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ And they also believe in what has been revealed to you, meaning they also believe in the Qur'an. They also believe in the Qur'an. And they also believe in وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ And whatever was revealed to them, the Torah and the Injil. خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ They are humble to Allah. خَاشِعِين, plural of خَاشِع. One who has خُشُور. And what is خُشُور? Humility that is outwardly manifested on the body. It is such humility that is manifest on the body. It's physically apparent on the body. So خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ They are humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's their humility? That لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ They don't barter with the ayat of Allah. ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا A small price. Meaning they don't take in exchange for the ayat of Allah a small price, a small gain of this world. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ For them, there is their reward near their Lord. And again, this reward is عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ This reward is also massive. Because it's from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ Indeed, Allah is swift in taking the account. And in taking the account, what else is included? In giving the recompense. So He is swift in taking the account and awarding the reward or punishment to the person, whatever that he deserves. Why is this mentioned over here? As you know that this is the conclusion of the surah. And in the surah, we have learned about the Ahlul Kitab. And we have also learned about the Battle of Uhud. So the Muslims, they suffered a lot of difficulty at the Battle of Uhud. And after that as well, they suffered a lot of difficulty. So in the previous verses, the reward for them is being mentioned. That those people who did hijrah, they were expelled from their houses. Udu fi sabili, qatalu wa qutilu. Any man or any woman, the reward is not going to be wasted. And another group of people that we learned of in the surah was the Ahlul Kitab. So those people who believe amongst them, for them, there is reward. Wallahu sari'ul hisab. We learn in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 159, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ And among the people of Musa is a community which guides by truth and by it establishes justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Those people who accepted Islam from the people of the book, they are also being praised. If the believers deserve praise for their efforts, then the Ahlul Kitab who believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have also made an effort. They have also gone against the whole community. So they also deserve some praise and some reward. And we learned that when An-Najashi, when he died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed the news to his companions and he said, a brother of yours from Ethiopia has passed away. A brother of yours from Ethiopia has passed away. Ukhuwa fi din. Come to offer the funeral prayer. So the Prophet ﷺ offered his funeral prayer. Why? Because he had believed. And now at the conclusion of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have believed. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا If you have iman, this is something necessary for you. You must do this. This is a requirement of iman. What? اصبروا Have sabr. Have patience. Persevere, don't give up, hold on. وَصَابِرُوا And endure. Encourage each other to have sabr as well. Do sabr yourself and encourage others as well to do sabr. وَرَابِطُوا And remain stationed. Don't leave your posts. رَابِطُوا Don't leave your posts. Don't leave your positions. Don't leave your commitments. Stay committed. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ And fear Allah لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ So that you may be successful. Over here, first of all, the believers are commanded اصبروا Have sabr. And what is sabr? حَبْسُ النَّفْس To control oneself. Self-control. So have sabr over what? أَنْ طَاعَات In performing acts of obedience. in performing the fara'id, in following the deen. Have sabr. Hold on. Control yourself. Keep yourself consistent. Secondly, sabr from ma'asi, in refraining from acts of disobedience. Control yourself. Don't let yourself slip. Have sabr. And thirdly, on masa'ib, in the face of difficulties, in the face of afflictions. So the difficulties that come your way, as you know that life is full of difficulties, latublawunna, you are definitely going to face difficulties, so have sabr. Because without sabr, you cannot survive. Wasabiru, and also urge each other to have sabr. Sabiru is also from the root letter sadbara. But if you notice, the form is different. The first is isbiru, the second is sabiru. There's an additional alif. And sabara, yusabiru, musabara, it conveys two meanings to us. First of all, it gives a meaning of togetherness. That all of you together be patient. All of you together be patient. Meaning encourage one another to have sabr. Encourage one another to have sabr. So isbiru, do sabr yourself. And sabiru, encourage one another to have sabr. Because many times we forget, and if somebody reminds us, this is your test. Have some sabr. Don't stop what you're doing. Stay committed. So sabiru. And the second meaning that musabara gives to us is of competition. There is a meaning of competition. That be patient, remain firm in competition. That if your enemy is doing sabr, then you also do sabr. If somebody is doing sabr, then you try to do more sabr than them. What do we compete in? If she has this thing, I should have two of these things. What does Allah say? Compete in what? In having sabr. This is something that you should compete in. And what do we say? That okay, if they did this much sabr, at least I'm doing a little less than them. What does Allah say? No. You should try to do more sabr than the other people. Isbiru wa sabiru. Sabiru has been understood, as I told you, these are the two meanings that the word gives to us, that first of all, together, collectively, and secondly, in competition. So, we get several meanings from this in the context. That first of all, tell each other to be patient. As we learn in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, the human being, he is in loss. Except for who? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for those people who, among the other deeds that they do, they also encourage each other to be patient. Because we forget, we slip, we make mistakes, we ignore. And it's very important that as friends, we remind each other to have sabr. Secondly, sabiru has been understood as that in dealing with one another, have patience. In dealing with one another, in dealing with each other, have patience. Because you see, the context in which this ayah was revealed, in Medina. At Uhud, what happened? Some people made a major mistake. Have sabr in dealing with one another. People make mistakes. Have some sabr. And thirdly, sabiru means that together, all of you, do sabr against the enemy. All of you together do sabr against the enemy. Because how much can one person strive alone? How much? You see, at this battle, 300 hypocrites, they left the Muslims. And in that, obviously, there was encouragement for other people to leave as well. If they could leave and they were saved, I should also leave. This is too difficult. I cannot handle it. What does Allah say? Sabiru. All of you stay together and together do sabr against the enemy. And fourthly, that compete in sabr against the kuffar. Compete in sabr against the kuffar so that they're not more patient than you. If they are putting in so much effort that if they got lost once, they came back again. So if you lost once, you're going to give up? No. Have more sabr than them. Sabiru, have some more sabr. There's a story of this person who would always win. I mean, if there was any competition, he would always win. And I don't remember his name. But people asked him that, what makes you win each time? He said, okay, I'll show you. He said, I will bite your finger and you bite my finger. Whoever releases his finger first is the one who has lost. He said, okay, fine. So obviously, again, he won. That he didn't release his finger first. He was the second person to release his finger from the mouth of the other person. So he asked him what happened. He said, I only did sabr until you gave up. That was my target. My target was that until you give up, until then I have to hold on. So sabiru, have competition even in sabr, that if they're doing this much, try to do the same. Try to do some more. And if you do that, then you will be victorious. Sabiru. The third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers to do is وَرَابِطُ. Remain stationed. رَابِطُ is from the root letters رَابَطَ. And رَابَطَ is literally to bind or to tie things up together. And again, رَابِطُ, you see the alif? What does this mean? Meaning of collectiveness, and secondly, competition. رِبَاط, مُرَابَطَ or رِبَاط is to hold oneself on something good. I mean to persevere on something good, on a good action, on a good deed, with a good intention, with good niyyah. To keep holding on, to keep doing something good, with a good intention. And it's one of the best forms of jihad. That you struggle against yourself, you struggle against the odds. Why? Because you know that this is a good thing to do. It's the best thing to do. And with a good niyyah, you keep striving, you keep struggling. The same word is also used for war preparation, for preparing for battle. Preparing your horses, preparing the men, preparing the armor, and all of the things that are required for battle. And it is also to protect, to guard, and watch something. It is said that ribat is to stay ready and prepared for battle. It is to stay ready and prepared for battle. That you have a prepared army, an army that is always ready. The other day, somebody I know was watching baseball, and pitcher was the person who throws the ball. He was in the field, and they were showing on the TV that two other men, they were just throwing balls. And I was like, why are they doing that? Are they practicing? Like, no, they're not practicing. They just want to stay warmed up so that just in case their turn comes, they're ready to go. I was like, for a game? You're keeping yourself warm just in case you're needed? Because if you fail, it affects your team, and we think we don't need to be prepared? We'll just go when we're called. So ribat is to remain prepared. To remain prepared, to stay prepared and ready for battle. And from battle for other things as well. And from this, ribat is also used for remaining at the borders for the purpose of guarding the borders. Because at the borders, you know, the army or the soldiers that are there, they're always ready, always alert. Even if a country is not at war, still they will have soldiers at the border. So, and ribat is of two types. First of all, in defense of the Muslim lands, and secondly, just as any country has its soldiers ready for the defense of their country. So similarly, ribat is done by the Muslims. Why? For the purpose of defense of the Muslim lands. And secondly, ribat is to keep a check on one's nafs, to remain prepared and ready, to always be prepared, to keep a check on yourself. Why? So that you're ready for ibadah. You're ready for ibadah. Which is why in the hadith we learn that this word, ribat, was actually used for waiting for the next salah. We learn from our hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, should I tell you about actions with which Allah forgives sins and raises the grade of the person? What are they? They are performing perfect wudu in unfavorable conditions. Performing perfect wudu. In which conditions? In unfavorable conditions. For example, it's very cold, or the water is very cold. Sometimes it happens in the washrooms, right? The water is just cold. You're running it for like 10 minutes, but still, this is what? Performing perfect wudu in unfavorable conditions. The many steps one takes to the masjid, that you live far away, and still you drive all the way to come to the masjid, to come to study Quran, to pray salah. And awaiting prayer after the prayer. That you pray one salah and you wait for the next one. This is ribat. This is ribat. This is ribat. فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. Because one is that you pray the salah and you're like, okay, fine, it's done now, I'm over it. Now I can go to the mall, I can spend like 5 hours over there. But if you are conscious about your salah, what are you going to do? You're going to manage your plan around salah times. Right? You're going to manage your trip, you're going to plan your trip around salah times. And you're not going to fit salah in your schedule, but you're going to fit everything else in your salah schedule. That is what ribat is. So, warabitu, what does it mean by this? That first of all, tie yourself, because remember, rabata is to tie something. So in the context, what does it mean by rabitu? First of all, to tie yourself to good. keep yourself connected to good deeds. Meaning, keep doing good deeds, whether it is salah, or it is wudu, or it is anything else. Keep yourself connected. Don't detach yourself. Because the moment you detach yourself, what happens? You lose one habit, you lose another habit, you forget one thing and you forget another thing. Then you go farther away. So rabitu meaning keep connected to goodness. Keep connected to ibadah. Stay connected. Secondly, rabitu has been understood as that stay connected with each other. Stay united with one another. Maintain ties, good ties with one another. And many times, what happens? That when we are doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that we neglect a lot, unfortunately. All of us included. That we focus so much on just our work, or our studies, or our course, or whatever, that we neglect other people. We don't maintain ties. We forget to call our family members. We forget to ask each other, how are you feeling? Because we're so concerned about our lesson. We forget to smile at other people. What is rabitu? Stay connected. Look at the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Rabitu, stay connected with one another. Remain united. Thirdly, this is understood as that stay connected with the Muslim forces at the borders that remain over there. We learn from a hadith in Al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, a day of ribat in the cause of Allah is better than this life and all that is in it. A day of ribat, where? At the borders. Is what? It is better than this life and all that is in it. Because remember, at the time that this ayah was revealed, the early era of the time in Medina, the Sahaba, they had just suffered the defeat at Uhud. And now, all of the people of Arabia, they were coming against them, one after the other. What was needed? Defense. So, rabitu, meaning keep yourself alert and ready, connect yourself, stay, remain at the borders for the protection of your place, your country. Also, we learn from another hadith which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, ribat for a day and a night is better than fasting the days of a month and its qiyam. If one dies in ribat, his regular righteous deeds that he used to perform will keep being added to his account. And he will receive his provision and will be saved from the trials of the grave. Who? A person who dies in ribat. Okay, so at that time, they could do this ribat. What about us? What can we do? And especially being women, what is our ribat? What is our ribat? What can we do? Remain stationed. Don't leave your duties. Don't leave your commitments. Don't miss your attendance. Don't miss any lesson. Don't miss any day. It is to remain on your position. Don't move from there. Because what happened at Uhud? Some people, they left their spots. They left their stations. So if we have made a commitment that I will come every day, rabitu, stay there. Don't move from there. Don't change. If we have made a commitment that we will volunteer for a particular cause, for a particular work, then come. Difficulties will come in your life. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ. But you need sabr. Keep coming. Keep doing your job. And out of the fear of Allah, fulfill your commitment. Why do you stop? Why do you leave it on every little thing, on every little occasion? Do what you're supposed to do. رَابِطُ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And fear Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you can be successful. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the key. If you want to be successful, then fear Allah. And along with the fear of Allah, do all of what is mentioned over here. اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. This is the key to success. And a person cannot perform acts of righteousness on his own. On his own, being alone, a person cannot do much. This is why being in the correct environment is so important. رابطوا. Stay connected. And remain in your station. Don't leave your station. Don't leave your spot. Don't say, okay, despite the fact that I can come to school, I will switch online. I will give up my seat in class. No. رَابِطُ. Remain stationed. Don't leave your spot. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. We'll listen to the recitation of these ayat. Then I will do a brief summary of Surah Ali Imran.
وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
So the two twin surahs of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, the two that will come on the Day of Judgment to the person who used to recite these two surahs in the form of two clouds, or in the form of two flocks of birds giving him shade and interceding on his behalf. These two surahs, we learnt about Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, that they resemble a lot. They're very similar to each other. Both begin with Alif Lam Mim, and both end with a dua as well. Both end with a dua. Surah Ali Imran, if you look at it, it began with the mention of Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two main incidents are mentioned in the surah. First of all, about the delegation of Najran. And secondly, the battle of Uhud. The delegation of Najran, what does that represent? The external challenges that believers face. And also intellectual challenges. That when it comes to dealing with those people who don't believe in what you believe in, then you need to speak to them, then you need to discuss matters with them. And the second incident that is mentioned is of Uhud. And what does Uhud represent? Internal challenges, internal difficulties that Muslims face. At the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims, they realize the importance of organization, the importance of listening to the instructions. And through this, through that incident, through that battle, what happened? The believers, they were distinguished from the hypocrites. And it also shows that at the Battle of Uhud, why did the Muslims lose? Because of the love of world. Because of the love of this dunya. So that is also an internal challenge. A challenge that a believer faces in his heart. The love of this world. The love of the world, it stops a person from praying, from increasing in his knowledge, from reflection, from prostrating to Allah, from worrying about the akhirah, from obeying the commands of Allah. It's love of wealth. So these two incidents that are mentioned, the delegation of Najran represents the external challenges that the Muslims will face. And just think about it, you will face external challenges. And the Battle of Uhud, that represents the internal challenges that the believers face. External forces against you and internal forces stopping you from doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. And if you look at the name of the surah, Ali Imran, family of Imran, why was it chosen? إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ Imran, when a woman made a promise to Allah. So this entire surah is basically a story of a woman. It's based on Hannah, because she is the one who is mentioned, and the entire surah is named after what she did. And if you look at her life, what does that embody? What does that embody? The challenges that a person faces from inside and outside. Internal and external. Every woman loves her child. She wished to dedicate her child. And externally, it wasn't possible. It wasn't possible. No woman had ever gone to the Haikal before. But she overcame the external challenges as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَتَقَبَّلَهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ, with a beautiful acceptance, that there are so many lessons in that woman for us, in what she did for us, that an entire surah of the Qur'an is named after her, after what she did. And if you look at it, the next surah, what is it? An-Nisa. And you all are also An-Nisa. Anything you'd like to say before we end? Ribat. If you do it with the same niyyah, that doesn't matter. I'll just do it with the cold water. That is part of ribat. And if you wait and you waste, then it's up to you. You have the choice. This is why there's so much reward for ribat. So we see that the entire surah, Surah Ali Imran. Ali Imran was chosen, why? Because of the dedication of one woman. And she went through internal problems, external problems, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the ending ayat of this surah, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, I will not waste the good deed of any person who has done good, whether a male or a female. So don't underestimate yourself. That just because you're a woman, you cannot do much. And many times, unfortunately, you know, we feel that Islam, in our deen, there isn't much for women. But the fact is that, look at what I'm doing. How much am I doing with what I can do? We always present excuses. I'm a woman, I cannot do much. We think that ribat can only be done by men, but ribat can also be done by women when they make wudu with cold water. When they have to keep doing wudu over and over again, it's part of ribat. And rabitu, to be ready for battle. And for that, you need to be fit, physically fit. And what is fitness? That whatever comes your way in life, you're ready for it, you're prepared for it. And sometimes you have to do hijrah for the protection of your deen, for the protection of the deen of your children, of your descendants. And this wasn't just at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it is even there today. That people sacrificed a lot so that their deen is preserved. And as a result, alhamdulillah, their children, their grandchildren today are believers.
Let's listen to the recitation.
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارٍ رَبَّنَا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.